This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Japanese government is expected to announce Thursday that it will impose a new state of emergency for Tokyo due to the rise of new COVID-19 cases across the country. The government's economy minister and head of its coronavirus response efforts told reporters the state of emergency will begin on July 12th and last until August 22nd, a period that covers the duration of the Tokyo Olympics, which takes place between the 23rd of July to August the 8th. A new state of emergency will likely prompt the government to either scale back the number of spectators allowed to witness Olympics to 5,000 or ban them altogether. Foreign spectators have already been banned from attending the event. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said four people suspected of carrying out Wednesday's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse were killed in a shootout with police. Chief Leon Charles told reporters in Port-au-Prince that two other suspects, whom he described as mercenaries, were arrested during the shootout. Three police officers who were held hostage by the suspected assassins were freed. Charles did not provide any other information on the operation. Manhunt was launched shortly after Moïse was gunned down during a pre-dawn raid on his home in a wealthy suburb of Port-au-Prince. Barkey, Edmund, Haiti's ambassador to the United States, told reporters in Washington that Haiti's border with the Dominican Republic and its airports are closed. The ambassador said First Lady Martine Moïse, who was also shot during the attack, is in stable condition at a Miami, Florida hospital. The president's children, who was home during the attack, has been taken to a secure location. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. South Korea's capital is on the verge of perhaps its most intense lockdown yet. After the country reported its largest daily surge of coronavirus cases, officials on Thursday recorded 1,275 new infections, the vast majority of which are in the Seoul area, where more than half of South Koreans live. That is South Korea's largest number of confirmed daily cases since the pandemic began. One official is reported as saying Seoul may soon impose the toughest restrictions under a four-tier social distancing system, which can include severe measures such as a ban on private gatherings of more than two people after 6 p.m. South Korea won international praise for its initial containment of the virus thanks to its efficient and widely available COVID-19 tests and intense contact tracing. However, the country has lagged most other developed countries in acquiring vaccines, meaning it has been stuck in a state of not being fully opened or closed. Former South African President Jacob Zuma turned himself over to police early Thursday to begin serving a 15-month prison term. Zuma decided to surrender to authorities to obey the order from the country's highest court, the Constitutional Court, that he should serve a prison term for contempt of court. 2 weeks after the collapse of a Florida condominium, officials announcing Wednesday that they were shifting from rescue to recovery as there was no chance of life. The Miami-Dade Assistant Fire Chief telling families who had remained unaccounted for, their loved ones, that the rescue dogs and listening devices would be removed, but that workers would continue to search for human remains. No survivors have been found since the earliest hours after half of the building collapsed back on June 24th. Currently, the death toll standing at 54, with 8 additional bodies found on Wednesday, according to the mayor of Miami-Dade, and 86 people are still unaccounted for. Afghan authorities said Wednesday pro-government forces had pushed back Taliban insurgents from parts of the northwestern city and regained control of official buildings after hours of fierce fighting. And the National Hockey League's Tampa Bay Lightning back-to-back win at the Stanley Cup Championship, sparking huge celebrations Wednesday night. The Lightning defeated the Montreal Canadiens 1-0 to close out the Stanley Cup Finals in 5 games. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News. We'll be right back.